west side, I'm the west side of Philadelphia. You know? 5 grand, what up?
55
GRG HR HRLifestyle.com.
Ride for the west side. 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 You know I'm ride for the west side. Ride for the west side.
Ride
for the west side. Ride for the west side. Ride for the west side.
I ride out for the side I'm from. West side, do or die, most of y'all can't come. From the bottom up, the lands down Ave. Niggas moving out, and if you missed the Park Side games, then you was losing out. 6:45 drop, rolling through the deuce. In the days off the haze, blowing smoke up out my roof. I demand respect, my commands come next. And if it's war, then we turn the Taliban with text. West Philly, where I learned to make a movie scene. Used to come through Coco Bongo, made the hoopy scream. White gold rolling, matching with my nudie jeans. Shot my niggas back, Winfield, getting super cream. Put up the MTV in 55th Street. Popping bottles in the spot, man, it's like a 10th week. South side of Market, where they keep that loud. I'm out the plat, bump the music, never turn that down. You know?
Ride for the west side. 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 Ride for the west side.
You know I ride
for Prince. Ride for the west side. Ride for the west side. Ride for the west side.
Yeah, 5-4, that's my stomping ground. Winfield in the coupe, yeah, the top is down. Hide that work when the cops around. Dirty birds in the trunk, how we ride around. Nothing but hustlers on that side where I'm on. Drop that for my city, yeah, they got them gone. Murder lane, you know we rolling deep. Shouting out on my soldiers right on Viola Street. Rest in peace, Mac. Yeah, they know my thesis. Nightfall might catch him out of Cafe Breezes. But the party don't stop there. TGI Fridays on the Friday, got a hot pair. J's on, tongues over the 501s. Hour on the hour, you can see them bottles come. Pack house surrounded by holes. This is life. This is life. The realest alive, my nigga, get it right.
Ride for the west side. Ride for the west side. Ride for the west side. You know I ride for the west side. 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 Ride for the west
speak a little loud, day is light, night is wrong, living up a tie. You can't blame it on anybody. So blame they don't last. You can blame it on anybody. I had to entertain you.
I just say,
let me take you to the heart.
My shirt doesn't
of the
fit
city.
Anymore.
Let me misunderstand you.
Let me gather my buttons. I have to take my shirt to the cleaners. It popped. We're live. Episode 3. HR Podcast.
Mike Sleazy.
Great.
Podcast. HR Podcast, episode number Trace, for my Boliquas and Bonitas again, because I represent United Nations in this bitch,
la, 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 la.
And Chang Chang and Pine Pine, and thank
la,
you
la, la,
very
la,
much,
la, la, la,
that's right. So we got a few guests here. We got our man Bones HR sprawled out on the floor, one too many drinks. We got our executive co-creator, producer extraordinaire, Mr. B. Leezy.
I'm here.
You know. And Grit. Long fellow deeds, Grit. Because all his stories are long.
That's me. Let's talk about our food budget this week. We actually went up.
We got a big budget. Yeah, we're doing big things. If I can remember, the first show was
big things.
Chick-fil-A. Then we had some Wendy's. And then we had PJ Wellahans.
It's actually great.
Wellahans or Hollahans. I don't know which one is it. I'm not Irish. I don't know. I don't speak Irish. I don't speak Ireland.
Ireland.
Yeah, I speak American.
American.
English. Not British. But, you know, yeah, the budget's getting bigger. We're not under any influence. It's midday. It's hot as hell. So we're not drinking.
Yeah, this is going to be weird. Because this is our first podcast without any liquor.
And midday.
And it's the sun's out.
The next show is on the road, coming live from AC.
Yes, sir.
We might have Beyonce on there.
No. No, that won't happen.
Nah, we got to make the show look good, though. Make it look big, like we're doing.
Okay,
we're
going to have Michael Jackson, too, and he's dead.
Yeah, this motherfucker walked to the basketball court like white chocolate, dog. You don't even see this thing. All right.
So we're having problems with the sleazy name.
Sleazy name has caused quite a bit of ruckus. It has. Apparently, sleazy in the dictionary means a dirty person. But I use the sleazy for the music that I like. I think I showcased a bit of my singer talents at the beginning of the show. Shout out to Phoenix. And I don't mean Arizona either.
That's How do you feel about Michael McDonald?
That's my boy. I'm mad as shit I missed the Hall & Oates concert at the Tower Theater.
I'm mad as shit I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
White people shit. Contemporary rock music.
Why did black people like Michael McDonald?
Because he did that song with Patti LaBelle. That's it.
Oh, he likes black people then.
And he comes from a band called the Doobie Brothers. And black people find that hilarious because it sounds like the Dookie Brothers. So that's why.
Simple, huh?
Wow, it seems like you know your history on these people.
I do.
You actually do, huh?
I do.
Actually black, but...
I'm a white man in a black man's body. I got black people problems, but, you know.
What the fuck was that? Is that a cat?
He's talking on the phone. I don't know.
Is that a body?
No, it's not B-Lee, it's Bones. He's going to get up eventually, get on the podcast, but...
That's Bones?
It is Bones.
Let's talk about the event last night, Chart House.
Chart House was good.
It was actually a very nice...
Very.
Very nice casual event.
Very. It's rabbit ton season.
It was actually a very nice event. A lot of beautiful young ladies were out.
Longfellow.
Well-groomed men came out. You know, everybody came out in their best attire.
Got no shirt on, dog.
And,
Warning.
Warning. Warning.
I'm sorry.
Warning.
I'm sorry.
And the event went actually pretty good, you know.
Yeah. Longfellow.
Longfellow?
Longfellow D's right here.
Why is that?
Because all his stories are just long.
Well, I'm not even talking right now.
But even when you're not
like
talking.
That pause made it. Well, I'm done.
So, we got some new topics of the week. I don't know what they are.
I know what they are. You I have two topics. We're going to jump right into them.
You don't know.
Oh, wait. Before we jump into that. Now, I've seen you guys before events, the days of events. And for some reason, it's the hardest day to get in contact with you guys. So I'll ask Griff first. What do you do the day of a big event from day to night? Because for some reason, your phone is MIA.
I actually seen your call come through. And see, I it right there. See,
what a dick. There you go.
I apologize. My day started off. I woke up and I went shopping. You know, it's a ritual. Me and this guy named HR Bones. What we do is we go shopping the day of an event. But I actually didn't go shopping with him. I happen to go shopping by myself, and mm-hmm. You know, you pick up some new threads, you know, so you can get fly.
Where did you go this time?
I actually went to the jeweler, bought a new watch, ring, got some new shades, pants, shoes, the whole outfit, the whole shebang, you know? got dripped up, draped out, dapper, you know.
So after that, what happened?
You called and I didn't answer.
And then the party started.
Yeah,
then basically. The party started. What about you, Mike?
I went to work.
Like a responsible work. Man.
Yeah.
I went to work. About that life.
Came home from work. Ran around a little bit. Proceeded to take a shower.
Ran around. That means he did family things. And, he's a family man.
I'm a family man. Yep. I got a 14-year-old.
He got the soccer van. He dropped the kids
off. Hold on. I'm trying to talk about my family. I got a 14-year-old little brother son. It's not my son. It's my little brother. But I just bunch it all up. Had to go get food for my mother wife. It's not my wife. Just my mother. But she makes me do things like that. Did that. Came home. Didn't get a chance to get in the shower. Laid down. Got in the shower. Got dressed. Proceeded to get cussed out later on that night. Came home. Ate after the event. Got to eat after the event.
Ate after the event.
Yep. And went to bed.
Got to sop all that liquor up somehow.
Sop.
At 2 a.m.?
Yes.
Yeah. How long was the let out this time?
I wasn't there.
We don't know.
We don't know.
You left before the let out?
We don't know.
No, we walked through the crowd. It was people fighting outside. It was pandemonium.
There was a fight last night?
Yeah.
Who was fighting?
Some hoes.
Some hoes. We don't love these hoes.
So, you know, me and H.R. Bone made our way to the car, and we was gone, right? But we don't stay around for that dumb type shit, you know?
Right.
I don't have time for that. Let's talk about Mike's new fetish.
What's my new fetish?
Mike has a new fetish.
Oh, you know my new fetish is
No. No, he wanted to save it for the podcast.
This is my new fetish. So what day was it? Was it yesterday? It was yesterday. So we're driving, and we're at our favorite spot, Mediterranean, some food, right?
That is definitely your favorite spot.
Getting the chicken shish to wok.
We're not going to talk about what his brother did.
My brother did some rah-rah shit, right?
Rah-rah.
He did some real rah-rah shit.
Well, we'll get back to that.
We'll
get back to that.
So, it's this lady. I got to come off the train or whatever. She had, like, her work stuff on and, like, track sneaks on, right? I was talking to this nigga, and I said, yo, my new shit. Like, I like females who be having, like, work skirts, whatever, on with the white tube socks and the sneakers. That shit turns me on. I don't know what it is.
Oh, the stockings.
Over the stockings.
He likes gym socks over and the gym stockings. Shoes over stockings.
Dressed up.
And it looks like they're getting off work.
Yeah. Who dresses like that?
Old school substitute teachers.
Nah, ladies coming from work from downtown and shit, because they don't want to wear that heels.
What occupation is that?
I don't know. Secretary. Hoes. Secretary hoes.
My question is, why is that a fetish?
Because I like it.
So
that's why.
You want him to keep all that on?
Keep all of it on.
So you just want to cut a hole in the stockings?
Nah, rip a hole in the stockings.
Damn,
keep the sneakers on.
Wow.
Keep the sneakers on.
So she got traction.
That's right. So when I bend that ass over here from the back, you won't need no.
This podcast is going to get you in trouble.
I'm going to get you in trouble. So that's my new fetish. That's the sleazy fetish.
All right, so we have the holiday coming up. What do you guys like to do normally?
What holiday are you referring to?
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day weekend, we like to pop bottles, went through hotels with polo pajamas, smoke ganja, pop more bottles, drive nice cars, you know, all that type shit. And we like to go to the beach.
Black people don't go to the beach. I don't know. That's like a new thing.
I go to the beach.
You can't swim.
I go to the beach to look.
You can't swim.
What do you do on the beach?
You look at ass. Yeah. I ass watch. Oh.
You just sit in a chair and just look? Or?
Yeah.
Tank top on or tank top off?
I got man boobs. Why would I have my tank top off? What's wrong with you? Warning. Yeah, I ass watch, you know.
So when I went on vacation, I got super sunburned.
How do you get sunburned? You're Puerto Rican.
Yeah, but I'm light skinned.
You're Puerto Rican too. Though. Black people don't get.
My light skin is completely different from your light skin.
There's
no way I'll ever be as dark as you.
You're
anyway dark.
There's no way I'll ever be as dark as you, buddy.
So do black people get sunburned?
I think no. Yeah.
To like where you're peeling.
No. I don't peel, but you'll be burning.
No.
How?
You get burnt.
Pause.
Whoa.
Oof.
Burning. No drips. No drips. No antibiotics.
What's that called? Gentech? Gentech?
What the fuck is that?
Antibiotic.
I don't know.
I don't know what he gets.
I don't know where.
I'm not on antibiotic for any type of STDs.
I didn't say you were.
But that, I'm just going to clear it up.
He got defensive real quick.
Nobody said you were.
I'm just going to clear it up.
I didn't. Nobody said you were. Purposes. You could have been looking at WebMD. Makes everybody feel like a doctor.
You know he's not looking at WebMD.
You know what WebMD is?
Yes.
What is WebMD?
It's like a medical dictionary that you... It's online.
It's definitely a dictionary.
I'm impressed.
You're impressed, huh?
I didn't even know you knew that.
I'm not that dumb.
You had an infection before, didn't know what it was, didn't want to go to the doctor, didn't you?
No. My doctor, we have a very close bond, not like that.
Warning.
Very
warning.
Close bond.
Warning.
I'm going to need you to bend over and cough.
No.
Why bend over?
You might. I don't know.
No.
He was going to, what's it, colonoscopy.
No. This is not a Tyler Perry type movie right here, okay? It's not going out like that.
So you enjoy going to the beach?
Now, I'm not that fan of it because I don't get in the water. I'm not with all that shit. I've ever drive up and down. Like, we usually go to Miami. So, you know, I like to play the strip, you know, do wet willies, shit like that, you know, drink, you know, just enjoy life.
Let's talk about your fear of water.
Let's not.
Let's not.
Since I've known him, he's been scared of swimming.
He is.
But
he
it's not swim. That serious.
He can't swim.
I don't understand that.
He can't swim.
What is it not to understand?
The legs,
how
the
you
arm.
Can't swim.
I don't know how to do it.
The coordination?
It's very easy, though, isn't it?
It's super easy.
I don't know.
Within 5 seconds, you just move your body to know how to stay above water.
Wow.
You kind of figure it out.
I'm kind of a lot bigger than you.
We're going to have to throw him in the water. And
that should even make him more buoyant.
It does?
Yep.
So I will float?
You'll probably float. Yep.
So, how about a skinny person when they go in the world like Stevie?
Less body fat. So you ever notice like fat rise to the top?
No, I didn't notice that. Where did you see fat rise at?
I'm telling you. Like, if you put oil in water, what comes to the top? The oil. Oil doesn't sink. That's fat. I'm smart. I got a college degree.
That I know you these do. Things.
You paid attention in biology,
didn't
you?
I did.
I had an evil black lady.
Most black ladies are evil.
From middle school.
Most black ladies are evil. I didn't say that. They are, though.
So you did just say that.
Kinda. I did.
Why is it talk about grit and water today? I don't like water.
I was just asking why.
I take a shower. That's the closest I get to water.
You never explained why you never swam. What if it's 4 feet?
That's fine.
So you'll get in the
five.
Water.
I do five.
You'll get in the water as long as your feet can touch the floor.
Yeah.
Okay. But as soon as your feet don't touch the floor, you're done.
Drowning.
Yeah.
I
automatically go into panic. Okay. I'm not feeling anything beneath me. The wind is not beneath my toes. I'm going into bed.
So you don't like swimming. What about like skydiving? Something like
no.
that.
He can't skydive.
No.
He can't skydive?
No. I can't even skydive. It's a weight requirement. You have like 230.
Really?
Yeah. I looked it up. I was going to do it. You know.
You were going to do it.
The inner white man came out. He thought about it. He researched it. He looked like a crackhead.
We got Bones HR in there.
Errol Bonds.
He looks like a dead body. This is what you call too much liquor and heat.
Michael Jackson socks on.
Damn.
This nigga about to have a heat stroke.
Want to be starting something. So you're not big into extreme sports? Like you never do jet skiing and stuff like that?
No.
I did jet skiing.
For one, that's jet skiing is water. When you're attached to a boat. Or you talking about the jet skis? Like the
jet skis.
No, that's in water. Are you stupid?
What about snow?
Like, no. But snow black people don't do snow.
We don't do snow.
At all.
Where we go? Where you go to get snow at?
I'm saying when it snows. What's wrong with it?
We ain't got no damn.
How much snow you think we gonna get?
On concrete.
In not streets. Every black person lives in the
city. Every black person lives in the hood.
This is HR Podcast, episode 3. Black people do not ski. No. Let's get that clear.
When if we get in the skiing, we're gonna dominate that shit. They don't want us in skiing. That's how it is. We any sport we get in, we dominate that shit. This is how we built. Name one. Tennis, dominated. Football, dominated.
Golf, we talked about hockey last time.
Dominated.
What happened to your team, by the way?
My team?
Yeah.
I don't have a team.
What happened to you?
I like the Flyers. I almost called them the Yankees or the Phillies because I don't know the difference.
Nice.
But they, I don't know who the fuck we want to run slide on fucking ice. Slippery.
It's not a black person sport,
it's
bro.
Dumb. That shit is like dumb. It? People don't want to. You're not supposed to be on ice. You ever seen a car on ice? Not good. Look at my truck. I can tell you. She'll tell you. Not good. Ice and black don't work. Mm-mm. Hint, black ice. Not good. Black ice is warning.
Warning.
That's what black ice is.
So what about you with extreme sports?
I do all that shit.
What about snowboarding?
I do that. I do all that shit. I get all up in there.
Good faith right now.
I'll ski. You know why? Because it's snow bunnies, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Miss, you know,
that's what it is.
Miss high five.
But no, I would go skydiving if I was under 230. But I'm not. I probably never will be.
So if you were 225,
I'm skydiving. I'm jumping on somebody plane.
What about you, Grit?
No.
He'll never be 225.
Really?
No.
If I do crack, I probably will.
If I did crack, I'd probably be 225.
You probably be 125.
I would. I like my uncle. No names.
Well, what about like the Summer Olympics are coming up? What about any of those sports like fencing?
Nope.
That's gay.
No fencing?
No.
What's fencing gay?
Could you get poked in the eye? You lose an eye.
Let me tell you what I like.
You have a mask on.
But it has a little mesh in it.
You're not going through the mesh.
You could. Mm-mm. And black, the only time black
why
people
are you picking
do,
these sports out?
The only time,
what's the sport when they sit there and they got a stick and they push that thing?
It's curling?
A new, curling. What the fuck is that?
And they
shit?
Got a broom.
What is that?
And somebody brushes it.
What the fuck is that
it's
shit?
It's a sport. You can get a gold medal for that shit.
It's like
that's
shuffleboard.
You go get a gold medal from the Aki nigga with the stand, the African nigga. You
but
get
look,
a gold medal from him.
Let me ask you a question.
You should be doing that dumb
Let
shit.
Let me ask you a question. All right, so the Olympics is all about like athletics, right? Hence the Olympics.
I look at the Olympics.
What athletic ability do you have to have in order to do curling? There's no athletic. You don't have to run, jump, throw, nothing. You don't do anything.
It's a team sport.
It's cleaning.
What the fuck is team about it?
Could you imagine?
It's like they be, what is it? They do this shaving shit back and forth. What is that?
I don't know what the actual thing is called, but think of shuffleboard.
That's an old, that's an old white people.
Black people don't even have that in there. You're talking about the shit with the fake soccer shit they had the football. We don't have that stuff.
No, foosball.
No. You know what black people had? We had a wall and a tennis ball, and you play wall.
Oh, you had milk crates, and you cut the bottom of it. You had a basketball court.
That's right. And you ain't even had no nails. You put it up with a rope.
Ain't
girls double dutch.
Girls down at 18. Wire. It wasn't even a rope. It was a wire.
Yep.
Line wire.
And you tell niggas, don't bang on it too hard. You're going to break it. That's what we had in the hood. We made our own game.
That's nothing but a black mom telling her black kids get out there and sweep.
Yeah, we got that same game.
That's called,
you know what it is?
Get the fuck out there.
Go sweep that porch, nigga.
Yeah.
Sweep that porch. That's that game.
And you gonna get out there and sweep on me with your ass. That's what's curling is.
Yeah, we know curling.
She'll curl your ass.
We know curling. We go curling all the time. Yeah, we do curling. I curled before.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I'm 26. I probably got a curl today. I was curling last week.
You grown
ass man. My mom still had me out there curling. What I'm going to need you to do is this. Go outside and get them papers out and sweep all that stuff up.
Yep. I curl when I mop my motherfucking kitchen floor.
Curl, I be curling. Yep. I'll be curling to the east and curling to the west.
What about archery?
No.
What the fuck is that?
The black people just got guns.
Yeah,
the shit, is it the shit with the arrows?
Now, I like that shit on a video game. That's about it. Shit wouldn't be fun in person.
How practical is it for archery? What? Why would you ever need a bow and arrow?
Like, hunting. We in fucking BC.
Hunting,
and shit.
They have guns.
Yeah, like we in BC before Christ. That's where they ain't even have
weapons. Have evolved from sticks to
there are stones. Seasons where you can only use bow and arrow.
Black people don't hunt.
We don't know nothing why about not? That.
No, I'm sorry, we do. We hunt for each other. That's what we do.
Exactly.
What, nigga?
I'm going to hunt that nigga down. I'm going to catch that nigga on a rebound.
Shoot that nigga, yo. Hand me the bitch. Give me the biscuit. Give me the biscuit.
Yep, I'm going to hunt that nigga down.
Give me the biscuit.
Or we hunt for some hoes. I'm going to go hunt for some hoes. We hoe hunting.
We don't shoot, though.
Now, why are they killing animals? I let them kill the animals and I eat them. Fair?
But they be
that's
like,
why they kill animals.
They eat deer and like pheasant.
Venison
and shit like that.
Yo, you know what I had the other day?
What?
Lamb.
What's wrong with lamb?
It was actually pretty good. You know,
that means you got money.
It was a little spicy. I didn't know lamb was like a little spicy.
I don't think any meat is spicy. I think you add season to it to be spicy.
Well, I never had it, so.
Damn, you had lamb chops.
No, I didn't have lamb chop. I had lamb.
Lamb chops.
I don't motherfucker. I don't know if it comes. What the chop is like from a leg, ain't it?
No. It's not.
Where's a fucking. What is a lamb chop? Now the I gotta chop. Put you on spot.
From the torso of the lamb. From the torso of the lamb. Like, it's the ribs.
Oh. It didn't look like that, though.
Then what it look like?
It was cut up like.
What it look like?
It was cut up like steak.
Like a steak?
Like a steak-um.
Maybe
like
it was steak. It was a steak-um.
Like a steak.
Maybe it was steak.
You know how thin steakums are?
It was steak.
Yeah, you being a smart ass, yeah.
Maybe it was steak. Did it taste like steak?
No. It tastes like lamb. And what does lamb taste like? For. I don't know.
What does frog taste like? Chicken. So I've heard.
Never had frog?
Fuck no, I never had frog before.
Frog.
I heard it tastes like chicken though, but I never eat that shit.
I never had that shit either. Why everybody looking at me like, because I said it like I eat that shit on a regular basis.
Because you eat some pretty good, nasty looking shit.
That's disgusting.
Why would I even want something like that?
Drop your towel, buddy.
Warning.
Warning.
He dropped your towel, buddy.
Warning to the third degree. Warning, warning, warning.
So, Lee, question for you. Put you on the spot.
Oh, no.
How was the vacation?
Oh, man. It was very nice.
Was it?
I enjoyed it.
Where'd you go?
Went to Bermuda.
Yeah.
Left from New York City.
Did you get lost? Like the Bermuda Triangle?
No.
Where is
it? I'm trying to do that. It's
between Africa and North or South?
Like North Carolina?
North Carolina.
That's where Bermuda's located. That wasn't the question. But
that was the question.
He asked where the Bermuda Triangle was.
That's in, what did you tell me?
North Carolina.
It's below Bermuda.
Bermuda.
Bermuda. It's the worst. Yeah, but it was nice. It was just, you know, 7 days is enough after a while. But I was hating on everybody at a certain point. It was just, the groups were killing me.
What were the groups? What were the ethnicity groups?
The old white women.
What were they doing?
Just taking forever. Just living life slow.
Right.
Like they got nothing going on.
Some of Hitler's jump offs that was on there.
Oh my goodness. They had a jewelry.
They had Rolexes.
They had like this. They had like purses and stuff out on the table like
they
2 days
AP
before.
Audibles.
And they and like they were swarmed on there. You couldn't even touch the table.
Was black people on there?
Oh yeah. Steve Harvey suits.
Steve Harvey band Steve collection, huh?
This one dude had Steve Harvey collection on. It was like 6:30.
Sharp as a tech, huh? Damn.
He was ready for dinner time.
Yeah, cufflinks, didn't he?
He probably did. I could have looked at
that necklace.
Cufflinks, son. He probably had a three-piece
that nigga
short set
had a feather on it. What's it called? Feather.
A feather.
A feather.
Feather, yeah.
Yeah.
Because they had this middle part where they had a cafe. And they had like jazz music playing or like covers, but it was three Asian dudes playing. So it looked weird, number one. And then they had the Steve Harvey suits in one.
Rewind. They had Chinese people? Doing what? They were doing music?
They had Asian people.
Chinese people doing what?
They had three of them. And they were playing like jazz, and then they were playing like covers of like old soul songs. And soul? I told Mike this. So I'm waiting in the lobby, And all of a sudden, they start playing You'll Never Find. Like, I literally stood there.
Lou Rawls, yep. Our theme song.
I literally stood there the whole time and watched them play this. It was like a violin, guitar, bass. Like, it was crazy.
I wish everybody could see this nigga sleeping on his hands.
Waterboard.
Like he's in custody.
This nigga is sleeping.
This nigga on his hands. HR Bones is in the studio, guys.
Sleeping on his hands.
He looks like he's in custody. 984. Suspect. He's apprehended.
Roll it down.
Roll it down. Roll it down.
He's in a holding cell right now.
Roll it down. You'll never find.
So you said it was white people on there, and Grace said it was Chinese people on there. Had some black people on there. We're missing one more race. Oh, you. All right, so we got everybody was on there.
Yeah, there wasn't too many of us.
How many of you were there on there?
There weren't too many.
Just you?
I bet it was a lot of you guys doing the maintenance.
No, actually it wasn't.
Who was doing the maintenance?
It's funny because everybody that...
Oh, I got it. Ooh. It was a boat, so black people were doing it. It was black people doing it. I got it.
No, see, everybody who worked there had a name tag and then had a flag of where they came from.
Wow.
So it was a lot of, like, they I would say a lot of Asian, Indian, stuff like that.
Stuff like that.
Yeah. It wasn't, like,
not
there
people
weren't,
like that, but stuff.
There weren't a lot of white people at all on the staff.
It was a lot of foreigners, though, you said, right?
Did the boat stink?
Europeans?
Did you spell paprika?
Curry.
Paprika?
Paprika.
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 No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's paprika.
Black people say paprika.
Paprika.
Not paprika. Paprika.
What do you say?
Paprika.
Paprika.
Nope. No. You're wrong. Paprika.
Black people put paprika on chicken.
Paprika.
Look it up, nigga.
Paprika and deviled eggs.
Yep, on deviled eggs. Oh,
deviled eggs be the fucking bomb, boy.
Yep, you know deviled eggs.
You know what deviled eggs are?
They're disgusting.
No, they're not. No, that shit be rocking.
They smell terrible.
They taste good,
and,
though.
And they smell terrible when they come out, too.
I smell terrible anyway.
I love it. Also, tell them you got, you know, some good footage.
Oh, my goodness. I got so much footage.
Tell them about the views and what you're seeing.
Oh, I think our special guest is ready to get involved.
Uh-oh.
He let you out when you get out.
Okay. He's in a dog tank. Overnight.
This nigga look like a fucking cowboy.
The belt buckle. Wild Wild West.
Got your lunch rope. Got my six shooter.
Will Smith.
Round up a posse, huh?
This motherfucker looks like Chris Brown when Rihanna left.
Just upset.
Why'd you hit her?
Why'd you hit her?
But all the views, like at a certain point, you could look 360 and everything was water.
That's kind
of weird.
That's scary.
You know what?
It's a bit scary. I was searching for like a shark. Like I was looking out, hoping I would see one.
For what?
Just to see one. Because you think you're in the middle of the ocean, like something got to pop up.
There's sharks everywhere.
That's what I'm saying.
The sharks and
I was waiting to see a shark, dolphin, like some type of fish pop up. I didn't see anything.
You didn't see anything? How about a whale?
Nope.
Because they're in the ocean, too.
I was looking. Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know if you know.
Oh, by the way.
What?
Perfect. Last time we talked about that you thought there's only Pacific Ocean and Atlantic Ocean.
Yep.
It was Arctic Ocean. Because on the TVs, they'd have a map of where you are. Compared to New York to Bermuda, and they had named out all the oceans.
What are the
and
lies?
One of them said Arctic.
They're lies. They're lying.
It's not real, huh?
They must be Republicans. They work for Mitt Romney. They're lying. There is only two oceans, Atlantic and Pacific.
Atlantic.
That's it.
And Pacific.
And it's just lit.
That's all that shows up on my map.
That's it.
Bones is sitting around like he just lost all types of money at AC Casino. He's waiting for the bus to pick him up.
Let's describe Mons. He has an iPhone charger and an iPhone plugged in and a tissue between his legs.
Did you get up to go on me?
He did.
Pause.
To go on me.
T-Rex.
Warning. Warning.
T-Rex on?
You gotta speak in.
I'm just talking. Like, I ain't.
You gotta talk into the mic. Pause.
What up,
warning.
Everybody? What up? Somebody just texted me a picture of Grit. It's a big red T-Rex. With
short arms. And Clifford
the dog.
Clifford
the dog.
Damn.
What's up, everybody? It's Bones. Follow me on Twitter at BonesHR. I just woke up from a cat nap.
No, he's in a drunk tank.
Y'all here right now. We got my boy, Grit and Mike Sleazy.
Live in the building.
All Grit's shirts. A bun popped on his shirt.
God.
Oh, man. So we just here chilling, you know what I mean?
So I think we need to talk about, you know, some old school stuff. Let's talk about how Bones met both of you.
Go ahead, Mike Sleazy. I'll let you elaborate.
I met Bones. Wow, this is actually going to sound pretty fucking bad, yo. This is going to sound bad. And I need you to put a big disclaimer, warning, when I say this. I need you to do this. I met Bones in the bathroom. But it's not how it sounds. It's not how it sounds. Alright? Because in our high school, they used to rap battle, which some niggas still obviously do today, or they, at least they dress like they still rap battle. battling. So that's how I met HR Bones, and I knew Grit, introduced Grit to Bones, and it's kind of how the cookie crumbles.
Shoot, man. Dynasty started.
So, yo. Bones, this is your first time on the show?
Yeah.
So,
I want to talk about how niggas dress like they still rap battle.
How do they still dress?
Last night we was in a club. I seen one nigga, and it's like, yo, if you're going to wear fake shit, just try to make it believable. You know what I mean? I seen a nigga that came in, he had a Louis Vuitton V-neck shirt on, right? Now, I don't even get, does Louis Vuitton sell V-neck shirts?
No.
Okay, so he got his Louis Vuitton V-neck shit on, jewelry. He was just like, you know, flexing, playing the part. His man had some Rockaway shit on, like some big Rockaway shit on. Like,
big,
you know,
RW.
Big RW.
The RW Flames.
And a big fitted cap that was like blank and it had an R on it.
Damn.
So I'm saying in my head, like, yo, is he somebody's family member? Is this nigga security? Like, what is he doing here? But he was with the Louis Vuitton V-neck.
Where the hell can you find Rockaware at?
That's what I'm saying. We said, order that shit offline.
Where can the hell you find
Rockaware? That's what you gotta say when you see a motherfucker with Rockaware on.
Oh, yeah, it niggas is outdated right now, man.
So where did you meet Bones at?
I met Bones walking to the L.
Uh-huh.
And we were rapping back. We were actually ciphering. And I met him through Mike Sleazy.
We became real good friends.
Probably the next week or two, we were in the studio. Hey, O2.
Longfellow.
O2. That was my freshman year, right?
Yeah. It's been 10 years.
Hey. Man. That's amazing, huh?
It's a long time.
I never thought about that, yo. That's amazing, man.
Oh, man, you know, we just grinding, man. We here on the podcast. Were we 40 minutes in?
Yeah, we 40 minutes in.
Wow, this is crazy right now, man.
Can we go back in, man, on the wardrobes, man? Fugazi wardrobes, man.
Oh, last night or just in general?
Just in general, man.
Oh, yeah, man. I've seen, Man,
let's start off by, man, I'm sick and tired of everybody thinking they had their own clothing line, yo.
I'm bothered.
Yeah, I'm fed up, yo. I'm sick of niggas throwing a name out and now everybody has their own clothing line and everybody wants you to wear their shit. Like, I don't wear everybody's shit, yo, because a lot of people's stuff is... just isn't good looking, yo.
I wear anybody's shit for a check, so I'm open to all ideas.
Well, these motherfuckers ain't got no money, so you definitely ain't no check cut.
I'll take some free shit.
You know? So
we need sponsors for the show. So we take, alright, we love everybody's shit. We need sponsorship, money, all types of shit. I'll take fucking blind kids for the cats, funds, everything.
Yo, speaking of that, we just did a podcast.
The one.
I don't know if you heard it, Lee. I don't know if you heard the podcast.
I saw it. I didn't listen to it yet.
Yeah, Mike Sleazy was actually on there.
Mike Sleazy was.
Yeah.
But you wasn't supposed to tell him that. So now that's like against my contract and clause.
Yeah.
It is.
You just
right. Yeah, now you just
look at that.
He was
nice
there.
Knowing
he wasn't
you.
On there. He was there with me, acting like my security.
Now you're elaborating.
Nice knowing you, fans. Apparently, I just got fired, and it's probably be my last podcast.
This is it.
So,
all right, HR Bones.
We would give you a round of applause, but you kind of like
shout out to his smoke pads.
Damn.
I'm gonna get out of here before I get, you know what I'm saying? Y'all just are selling me right now.
The farmer in the hay, the farmer in the hay.
Y'all selling me right now. And right now I'm just trying to, you know what I'm saying? Just calm down because back then I would have, you know what I'm saying?
The farmer in the hay. Yeah, all right. Thank you. Oh, still broke. Look at that.
Make sure y'all log on hrlifestyle.com to check out podcast episode 3.
Featuring.
Bones HR.
Featuring Bones HR. The laughing stock of the whole episode. Because I passed out and I look like Errol Bonds.
Bones Jones.
Errol Bonds. I thought you were dead. I must say I do read very well. I don't think I can say that enough.
I don't think you do.
I think I do.
What's the last book you read?
Of Mice and Men.
Yup, Of Mice and Men. By Jerry Steinbeck.
What year was that?
That was the last 10th
grade. 10th grade. I don't read books. I don't need to read books. What's a book? People don't read books anymore. We got an internet.
Now that he's gone, let's talk about Bones.
Why don't you talk about it when he leaves?
No, who's funny? Nobody talks about people straight to their face.
Okay.
Think this is
fire.
How was he in high school?
Well, when we came, Bones was a nerd.
I wouldn't say that.
Bones was on track A.
Bones was smart.
He was smart.
He was very smart. He was in first track.
First track.
What's first track?
For smart people.
Smart people.
And like we said in episode number 1, I mean, this one met in the dumb people class in the basement. So you can kind of see Bones was in track 1, met me, somehow, some way, wound up in track 3. By the time he graduated, he was just as dumb as me. Pretty much worked out pretty fucking good for me. I met a friend. He was just as dumb as me. Cool. But see, when I went to high school, I didn't try to take... You know, they had track tests. I only wanted to go there because I didn't want to go to the fucking all-boys school. I thought that was gay. If you go to all-boys school, you was automatically gay. I'm not saying that you are, but who wants to be around a bunch of dicks all day? I want to see some veg.
Warning.
Maybe this one. I don't know. Me, personally, I need to be around veg. So...
I can never go to an all-boys
school. I didn't say you.
You said this one.
This one. I don't know.
Warning.
It's a lot of people who listen to our podcast. Maybe one of them. I don't want to offend anybody, all right? You know they passed that gay marriage thing for you, so you all right. So anyway.
Real quick, could you imagine creating like either an all-boys school or like an all-white school?
How much
different he would be now?
All white, you would probably be, hey.
He would do it all white.
All right. Hey, what's going on?
Wow.
He would be, he would be like.
Hey, gents.
Yo, I'm sorry. This is webisode with Zach Galifianakis and Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Will Ferrell, cut the shit. He said, cut the shit. Get the fucking fat out your ear. Have you heard that? It's hilarious. It's hilarious. I wish you could look it up and watch it right now and they can see it at the same time. Get your reaction. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's no visual in the podcast, so they can't.
You can't afford it. But this is something I would say to you, because you're a little bigger than me. If you can hear what I said, I would tell you get the fucking fat out your ear. That's a new saying. Get the fucking fat out your ear. Not cut the shit, get the fat out your ear. Scarface, making money. Don't worry about that.
Okay.
It's called an iPhone. So get the fucking fat out your ear.
He doesn't know anything about that.
Nope. He's got the fucking analog phone.
Crackberry. When are you going to get a new phone?
Need a new phone?
You want to get a new watch, ring. But your communication is all ruined.
Black people shit.
You know what they say? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. My phone works just fine. I can socialize.
Socialize.
And I can talk on the phone.
I can text. On the phone. I can text.
Are you mimicking me?
Are you mimicking me?
He can do everything
me?
You can do when I had a Nokia in high school.
I can talk to my phone and it'll do whatever I want to do.
I can talk to my phone too?
Try it. Let's hear it.
I'm going to step.
Let's hear it. Go for it.
Let's say go. A command.
Say command.
Call Mike.
You say call
Exactly. Exactly.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Too much talking now.
Say a command.
Siri, what's the meaning of life?
Please try again. Say a command.
A movie.
A movie. That's what's the meaning of life? It is, because that's the HR
say
shit.
A command.
Thanks, babe. Mike.
Did you say...
Sorry, I don't understand. Thanks, babe.
Did you say...
Babe.
You understand. Thanks, Siri.
With you?
She does. She's soon.
Is that so?
That is so. Do you like HR Lifestyle Podcast?
This is about you, V, not me.
Thanks, babe.
You see that?
The gist of it is you need a different phone.
His phone didn't work not once.
say a command.
Say a command.
Say a command. Did you say call
Fred?
It is funny. We gotta get some visuals. I think that should be the next one.
Visuals. You want to do a visual podcast?
I want to do a visual podcast. They need to see, because need to bring enhancements like Facebook going public.
Well, you can live stream now.
I know. I talked to Mark, and he told me that I wanted new features.
Mark Zuckerberg?
I just like to call him Mark.
You guys are close like that?
He's just Mark to me.
So, to end off the podcast, let's talk about this upcoming summer. You have any plans? Thinking about something you'd like to do?
Let me guess. Miami? Yeah,
see?
Like that me. Right there could have been live. See, this face...
He has a one-track mind. Huh?
We got to show this face. We got to show this face. This face needs to be shown and plastered all over. I'm going to put this face in toilet tissue.
You know where I'm going?
I want people to wipe their ass from my face.
I don't know yet. Gross. I haven't decided. I haven't decided where I want to go this summer yet.
So Miami's kind of out?
No, that's on the board. That is on the chalkboard.
On the chalk. Oh, the chalkboard.
Chalkboard.
I need to make an outtake. Of
it's kind of like
says incorrect.
Chalk and chart. It's a chart board.
Chalk.
You said chart. New word.
Is this fucking fuck with great language day?
It is.
That's what this podcast is going to be called.
That's what it is.
So, Miami, what other place would you like to visit?
Longfellow. I'm going to wind up going to Florida, wind up going to Miami. I want to go...
Miami.
You know, Negro place. I mean, the same place I know. But, you know, most people don't know that Miami is Florida. So they think that... So they think Florida is someplace else. Miami is someplace else. So I don't want to confuse them. I can say go to Orlando, then go to Miami. They're like, where's Orlando? I thought that was Disney World. Disney World's not a state or a country. It's a place.
It's a country. Disney World's a country.
Do they?
Yeah.
What's it called?
Disney.
Disney, yeah.
They have their Disney dollars.
Disney, yeah?
Disney has their own currency.
Disney, yeah.
No, it's just Disney.
It's not called Disney, yeah?
No.
You know what looks like a fucking funny movie? Dictator.
It's out right now.
I want to see that. That looks funny.
What about Ted?
What the fuck is Ted?
You haven't seen the preview for Ted?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
What's Ted?
What about you, Chris? You see a preview for Ted?
He has no idea what we're talking about.
He's like, I don't have cable.
He's like, I don't have cable.
I have digital boxes. You have to go. Don't play me.
He's just like, I don't have cable.
What about Vegas this summer?
We got to do a boys trip. We got to do a boys trip to Vegas.
You don't want to do that.
I do want to do that.
Now, this guy would stay there.
I need 72 hours, just boys trip to Vegas.
I'm talking about that on any type of weekend.
Exactly. I'm talking about three ecstasies.
We're going to need Monday and Tuesday.
That's it.
Forward.
Three ecstasies straight, 3 days. Hit it hard.
March with four players on the field.
Hit it hard. Don't stop. Off the plane. They got casinos in the airport. The next podcast is going to be taped live from Atlantic City.
It is.
Live.
Episode 4.
Possibly from a beach. And I'm taking a bucket of Coronas.
Can you take
What?
Alcohol on the beach?
No, probably not. Will. But we're black. We take everything.
We will.
You can pour it into like a Coke can, huh?
Put it in a Camelback. And I don't mean that in a racist way either. I mean that in a racist way for all my
like
Arab people.
Biker?
Yep. Yep.
I'll fill up an apple juice bottle.
Cookies and some apple juice.
Snap apple.
The big ones you get from the supermarket. Full of Coronas.
Full of Coronas. Full of beer. Hot beer, too. Ugh. Fuck it. Still alcohol to
say. I was worried about that when I was in Bermuda.
Why?
I ordered a beer. I'm like, is it going to be hot? Because overseas, they don't cool the beer.
They don't?
No, they drink it warm.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. What?
That's one that hurts your stomach. Anything hurts my stomach.
Yeah. Not all beer is cold.
So it serves you warm beer?
Yeah. I didn't understand because I'm ignorant to the fact as to where they do that specifically. But I didn't know Bermuda since it was more of a tourist place than anything. Because you can't live there unless you're born there.
Or you're rich.
You can't become a citizen unless you're married for 10 years.
There?
Yep.
You can't become a citizen unless
you become Bermudian. Unless you marry a Bermudian for 10 years.
What's this place called? Paradise? Basically. Pretty much. Okay.
Wow.
I had to talk to Mark about that.
So next podcast we'll be doing live.
AC.
On video.
Fellas will have naked women. So watch.
Greg can't handle that.
Naked women. We got to get our viewership up and our listenership. We got to start having some prizes. Like to the 50th caller who calls it right now, they get a free car. Call now. Are you calling number 50?
they get Greg's car.
Sheesh. Everybody give my shit.
How
back.
Many people do you actually think is actually going to try to call?
Call now, you can wait. Doesn't it
dancy? What you call it?
A boat car.
You ride the duck car.
Oh, shit.
You're going water and land, huh?
Yep.
Duck boat.
Your car is a duck boat.
That's man. Funny.
That's not nice.
That's funny. But yeah, we definitely going to have some free cars to give away.
Okay.
To the 50th caller.
Free cars.
Naked girls, buckets of Coronas. All coming live from the next podcast.
Great, he's sweating his ass off right now.
I'm actually not sweating. I'm actually really tired.
I think, Beatley, that we should fire Griff from the podcast and hire a new host.
Who would you like?
I don't know. I think we should put a search out of Fire Griff. I think we should put on a campaign, Fire Griff from website. HR Podcast. Yep.
Make some
click updates. Yes if you want to fire Griff. From the HR podcast website. I think this is hilarious. With that same fucking face.
I should have took a picture of that. You know, the campaign.
Fire me. What do you think?
I think by the end of the podcast, your name's going to just be Mike. You're going to drop the sleazy soon.
You'll be looking for another job. Got you.
That won't be hard. I'm all day. No, I'm not. That won't be hard. BD has just fell out of his chair.
Great, you got a big week coming up?
Oh, yeah. 40 hours of nothing.
With 10 extra hours of overtime doing nothing, huh?
Is Fab out of school yet?
No. We gotta bring Fab on the next one.
Oh my god. I don't even wanna know what you can bring up.
We gotta bring Uncle. Uncle.
You left me at the bus stop.
Yeah,
that's right, what he would talk about. That ain't happening.
I'm like, Fab, tell me the worst experience you ever had with your uncle.
Uncle.
When he forgot me.
Uncle. You forgot me at the bus stop.
Oh, man. But that's it. You want to do the outro?
Another big announcement coming up. Next podcast. We're flying people to ... You gotta listen for the next podcast. We're giving away everything. Everything. Toasters, blenders.
Everything must go.
Blinds. everything. Lawnmowers.
Like a house appliances.
Yo, we are. Like we're trying to get people to listen and watch. Everybody. I need moms, dads, grandmoms, gilfs, milfs.
Why gilf?
I like. You ever watch gilf porn?
No.
It's pretty good.
Oh my gosh.
It's pretty good.
Warning. Are you looking at that?
Pretty good. Warning. You know, I found my time.
I found my time.
Warning.
Like sleep.
I found my time. I think I just got the sleazy back.
Yep.
I'm bringing sleazy back. So, next podcast, once again, listen to HR Podcast on HRLifestyle.com. Go to iTunes.
And we're out.
I'm Mike Sleazy.
And I'm Grit.
And he is B. Leazy, B. Lee. Big announcement coming soon.
I need this whole thing looking black and white. Sipping on a string to surpass a night. Grit mix it up so I ain't acting right. But that's when the whole truth pushes past the light. Blink once, she doubled, I'm such a visionary. Blink twice, convinced to run a missionary. Poolside, just thinking I feel the sun rarely. Who am I, the one who does you wrong barely? Never preaching the best, but damn close. Told them give it a rest, but they'll never know. Timeless, remember it to rewind this. Everybody's stunting, but when they can, they never go. Go, go, I'm here to motivate. Sitting alone, knowing that I've been up late. Phone call away, text me. Working hard for work days on jet skis. Subpar, but past girls who left me. My God, been trying to be the best lead. So hard when her body arrests me. Dreaming black cards, martinis impress me. Topless, dodge another dropkick. Went from chopsticks to club boxes and cockpits. Zit it all, stepping left and right. Never doze till I'm up in the lights. It's like my way, my way.